Family and friends gathered in front of Rio de Janeiro's iconic Copacabana Beach. The place where British journalist Dom Phillips loved to paddle surf. He was shot dead by poachers a year ago while traveling with indigenous expert Bruno Pereira in the Brazilian Amazon. On the first anniversary of their death, Dom's widow made a plea for the work of both men to continue.
Their cause is much bigger than their death. People must be conscious, not only in Brazil, but also abroad, of what is going on. The Amazon is still in danger, as are the people who are trying to protect it.
Memorials were also held in other cities in Brazil, from the capital Brasilia to the Amazon. In the Javari Valley, indigenous leaders and experts placed two crosses in the river where Dom and Bruno were killed. The tributes coincided with celebrations of Environment Day and the announcement by the government of an ambitious plan to stop deforestation. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said he would revert his predecessor's policy, who turned a blind eye to illegal mining, logging, and farming in indigenous territories.
Bruno and Dom, you deserve to be here today. You have the Brazilian government as an ally, instead of an enemy, as was the case during the past 4 years. The best way to honor you is making sure your fight to protect the Amazon has not been in vain.
The tributes come at a crucial moment in Brazilian politics. Leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has promised to defend the indigenous population and to protect the Amazon rainforest. But he's facing a conservative-dominated Congress backed by the powerful farm lobby, who is pushing for legislation to open protected lands to commercial exploitation.
Lula da Silva's intentions may be good, but back in the Javari Valley, nothing much has changed. The territory the size of Austria is home to the largest number of uncontacted tribes, and they are still at risk. Many indigenous leaders like Beto Marubo still receive death threats.
The government agencies in charge of protecting us and the Amazon are still underfunded and in shambles. They don't have the means to face armed invaders financed by growing criminal organizations.
Protecting the Amazon and its people still poses immense challenges. But friends and colleagues of Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira have promised they will keep their legacy alive. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.